So I'm sitting here with Kelly, and if you can you go ahead and pronounce your last name for me?
Regaler.
And you won $30,000 playing Bonus Crossword, and when did you get that?
Last Saturday.
So tell me about what happened. Where did you get it? And
I bought my ticket at Casey's in Sergeant Bluff, and we were on our way to an archery tournament for my daughter in Holstein, and so scratched it in the car on the way there.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So, like, did you figure it out in the car? Were you sure?
Actually, at first I thought I won 300. I then thought it was 3,000. We went to the Casey's in Correctionville to check it. And she said, oh, do you know how much you won? And I said, yeah, 3,000. She said, yeah. She put the slip in the thing and we drove away. And I still thought it was that. About an hour later, I was going to take a picture to send it to my sister and realized that it was actually 30,000. And that I hadn't counted the words right.
A lot of extra zero makes a big difference, right?
Absolutely.
You know, and sometimes when you look at it, you don't quite catch it. And 3,000 is still exciting.
I was ecstatic.
And then when you look and you see another zero, like, oh, there's a comma after that zero. That's exciting.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So did you blow up your phone calling everybody or just your sister?
Just my sister at first and kind of surreal. I was like, well, let's just wait. I don't want to really say anything yet. You know, it kind of felt weird. But we typically, whenever we go on a trip, we always stop and get a couple scratch tickets for entertainment on the way there, and this was a lucky day.
That's very entertaining.
Yeah, that was a good day.
Especially when you go from 3 to 30,000.
Yeah.
And so you call your sister up, and how did you break the news to her?
I was just like, you won't believe what just happened. Because she and I have done scratch tickets together over the years, and I'm like, I just won. And she's like, no way. I'm like, yeah, I did.
Here's a picture. So your husband's with you, your daughter's with you, anybody else or?
No, just my daughter and my husband at the time. So
nice. And what's your husband's name?
Terry.
So he's sitting there and you're uncovering this and, you know, he's probably just driving, right?
Yeah.
And not paying attention.
And at first I said, I think I won 300. He's like, that's awesome. And then I'm like, what? Oh, I think it's 3,000. He's like, we're stopping to check.
I don't blame
him. That's a different story.
And crossword's one of those. It just takes 2-3 times of looking at it or writing it down. Or
counting
just,
the words. And yeah.
Did I scratch something I shouldn't have? But yeah.
That's exactly what I thought.
So you get to like a self-checker or a clerk and like, please just verify this for me. And I want to know I'm not crazy here. I'm not seeing things. And how exciting. So this was, you know, over a week ago. And
yeah.
So why the wait? Or
we live out of town and we were already coming to this area this weekend anyway. So we thought, we'll just wait. No hurry.
Right. Well, it's not going to go bad. So you have time. And well, at least you've had a little time to let it kind of soak in and understand that it's real. You're getting this. Have you thought about what you'll use it for?
We're not going to do anything with it right now. We're just going to just kind of wait.
Tuck it away and there's no hurry.
Yep.
It's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
You know, it's always good to process because, you know, you could get excited and get one thing and think, gosh, why didn't I do that instead? Now it's gone. And
exactly.
It never hurts to just let it settle. It's not going to, money ain't going to go bad.
Exactly.
So do you think you'll keep playing or?
Absolutely.
Right. I wanted to ask, what made you pick the bonus crossword?
The crosswords are my favorite. Those are the ones I always play.
Right. Do you do like the different amounts and different, just varied up?
So. Yep. Kind of a variety of them, but I always play the crosswords.